From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Bombing fatalities up to 149 in Baghdad. Iraqi officials said Monday at least 149 have died from Sunday's suicide truck bombing in the country's capital. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the attack, saying it targeted Shiites with the bomb that hit a busy shopping area in Baghdad's Karada district. At least 192 people were injured, and officials say that number is likely to grow. Georgetown University visiting professor R. Nicholas Pallarino says that as long as Islamic State holds key territory, such attacks will never go away.
They have what's called these rat lines from these different safe haven areas where they can get into large cities like Baghdad and destroy things and kill people. As long as you have those safe havens where the Islamic State, then they're able to project their destruction to other areas, not only in the region, but also to Europe and hopefully never to the United States, but you never know what's going to happen.
The U.S. condemned Sunday's attacks, including a second assault that left at least five dead. Nigel Farage, the man largely responsible for Brexit, which dominated the news cycle for the better part of the last few weeks, has announced he's resigning as the nativist Independence Party leader. At a press conference in London, he said he wants his life back.
I have never been, and I've never wanted to be, a career politician. My aim in being in politics was to get Britain out of the European Union. That is what we voted for in that referendum 2 weeks ago. And that is why I now feel that I've done my bit.
This is the second time Farage has resigned as UKIP leader. He did so after the 2015 general election when, failing to win a parliamentary seat, he chose to come back a few days later. Saudi Arabia, and this is VOA News. Saudi Arabia's interior ministry said Monday a suicide bomber blew himself up near the U.S. consulate in the western city of Jeddah. The ministry said security guards grew suspicious of the man, and when they approached him, he set off the blast. The explosion killed the bomber, and two guards were taken to the hospital with minor injuries. The U.S. embassy in Saudi Arabia reported no casualties or injuries among the consulate staff. A new list of names that possibly links Saudi Arabia to the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks in New York and Washington has come to light, even as President Obama weighs whether to release a still-secret 28-page report about Riyadh's alleged connection to the funding of the attacks that killed nearly 3,000 people. The document known as File 17 lists more than 30 names of people, most of them Saudis, who met with or talked with at least some of the hijackers who commandeered commercial jetliners and crashed them into the World Trade Centers in New York and the Pentagon in Washington. 15 of the 19 hijackers were Saudis. A former U.S. Senator, Bob Graham of Florida, who was co-chairman of the U.S. Congressional Inquiry into the 9/11 attack, told the Associated Press that much of the information in File 17 was based on the 28-page report that President Obama is considering declassifying. The Saudi government has said repeatedly there is no truth to the allegations. Saudi Arabia's Foreign Minister Adel Al-Jubeir told reporters in Washington there is no there. Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina paid her respects today at a ceremony honoring the 20 hostages and two police officers killed during a siege at an upscale restaurant in Dhaka. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the terrorist attack, but any direct connection to the militant group has not been confirmed. A U.S. congressional delegation led by Republican Senator John McCain undertook a rare trip in a military helicopter to Pakistan's northern Waziristan tribal region before concluding a two-day visit and heading for neighboring Afghanistan. McCain said he would like an improved relationship between Washington and Islamabad because they both face an enemy in Islamic State and other extremist groups. NATO is seeking another formal meeting with Russia after the Western Military Alliance holds a summit in Warsaw later on this week. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said today he would like to hold a meeting of the NATO-Russia Council shortly after the alliance's summit on Friday and Saturday that will be attended by heads of state and government of the NATO's 28 member states. The last NATO-Russia Council meeting ended in what Stoltenberg called profound and persistent disagreements. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.